Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Ken Davis is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's the one of the resident historians of our Brain Trust. He's one of the resident historians of our nation. He's the author of Don't Know Much About History and that whole series of books. Also, America's Hidden History, A Nation Rising, which is his new book, A Nation Rising. I encourage you, buy two of these for the holidays, folks. You're going to want to keep one. You're going to want to give one away. And, Ken, I'm really proud of you because you've written a number of children's books, and I appreciate that. We bought some
of them
for
One specific to this holiday, which is a beautiful book, and I'm very proud of it. I had nothing to do with the illustrations, but it's called Don't Know Much About the Pilgrims. It's a great way for parents and kids to sit down and really understand this story together. Okay. It's fun, it's interesting, it's beautiful to look at. A cutaway of the Mayflower.
Yep.
You know, this was not a luxury liner. This was a 90-foot boat. The 102 passengers had to stay below for the 2 months that they were crossing. It was about 5 feet tall and below decks, and of course they were there with their dogs, cats, pigs, and chickens.
They had to bring their livestock with them. Yeah,
Their
livestock and their teenagers, you know, are all right there together.
Talk about cruise from hell. There you
that's
go.
Right. Hey Ken, I'm a real Thanksgiving traditionalist, so I like to make sure that the meal that I prepare for my family is exactly the way the Mayflower folks had it in their event. So I make sure we have roast turkey, we have dressing or stuffing, depending on which part of the country you live. Rolls, pumpkin pie, all the things that we all know that the pilgrims.
Not a roast tom turkey like we have. They ate wild turkey. They had ducks and geese, whatever they could forage from the forest. But the main ingredient for their meal that year would have been seafood. There they were on the Atlantic coast, and they had lived on eel and salmon and
no stuffing and giblet gravy, no mashed potatoes.
No marshmallows in the sweet potatoes either, I'm sure. But they would have had cranberries, not as jelly. They would have eaten them raw, mixed into a salad. They would have had pumpkin, but not pumpkin pie, probably turned into some kind of a pudding or just eaten roasted or boiled. And the unexpected guests, 90 Wampanoag warriors went out and killed five deer. So
including Squanto and what was the other guy's name?
Samoset,
yeah.
And Massasoit was the chief.
Yeah,
they showed up and they brought five deer. So those fresh venison would be a perfectly.
What was that? What was that first meal like? Was it contentious? Was it brotherhood? Was it been like the two groups together? Because basically we know that Squanto and Samoset saved these people's lives.
That's absolutely true. And of course, the miracle was in March, after 3 months of waiting to see Native Americans, Samoset walks into camp, half naked, hungry, asks for something to eat in English.
Yeah.
How did this guy speak English? Well, this is part of the misconception we had. Englishmen had been sailing these waters for a long time as fishermen. They stopped and taught some rudimentary English. Squanto, on the other hand, was taken captive.
He was a professional interpreter.
He ultimately becomes the interpreter, but he had been 5 years on English ships as a slave. He's eventually brought back to New England, wants to find his own village again. It's been wiped out by disease.
I got about a minute. Were they friendly? Was it loving? Were they happy to be together? What was it like that first time?
It was friendly. They had what was I would call an uneasy alliance because this was really more of a treaty alliance than warm friendship. This wasn't kumbaya.
Right.
The Indians, saw the English as very important allies in their own wars against neighboring tribes.
Right.
This wasn't one big happy family of Indians in America.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of different nations, and they were constantly at war with each other.
Yeah.
The Wampanoag saw the English as allies and treated them that way.
Humans,
they had guns and steel.
Humans, humans, humans. You know the problem with humanity, don't you, Ken? The problem with humanity are the humans.
It's people.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, can you give us the website again, please?
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website. There's no apostrophe in there, all one word. And I don't sell anything. You just find out more about me and my books. And I have a Thanksgiving video up
but
there
you're
right
gonna,
now. Where...
You're going to want his books. Hey, Ken, thanks for celebrating Thanksgiving with us again.
Happy Thanksgiving
Always
to you.
A
have
pleasure.
A very healthy and safe one, Jim.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen, what a great treasure he is for us. Got to go for this hour. I'll see you tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.